Welcome back to Facebook Monetization, and in this video, we are going to be discussing strategies for replacing members who decide to stop paying or quit your membership. Now, you are always going to have members who will decide to stop paying their membership fee. And what you want to do, and this is it's a bit psychological and a bit when you start talking about the approach, you don't want to work to try to do things to keep people in your membership. You want to deliver, over-deliver what you said you were going to do. You want to make sure the membership is valuable. But when people start leaving, you don't want to start doing things to try to keep them in. And what it does is it causes you to make the wrong decisions and things and will cause you to do things that will eventually devalue the group. You'll start adding the wrong kind of content, or you'll start doing webinars in a way that's inconsistent. You want to make sure deliver what you said you were going to deliver, over deliver in that area, but don't start trying to do things to keep people in the membership if you think they're quitting or they're going to quit. What you always want to do, The smart play and the more positive play and the thing that will help you to build your business, is that you want to keep people coming in to sign up for the membership. So you want to do what you can to continue to get people into the membership, continue to expose them to the opportunity to be part of the membership. Set up an auto webinar, an automated webinar, and consider doing a free trial of the membership. Just do everything you can so you can get your existing subscribers as well as people to come to your website to consider the membership. Again, you want to keep people feeding into the top of the membership as opposed to trying to keep people inside once they're in. Okay, always do at least one live event where people who are not members can actually attend and they can see what the members are getting on the inside. So in other words, you're doing it for your members, but yet you're inviting your entire community, you're inviting the public at large to see what happens inside of your webinars. Now, the other thing is you want to seek positive feedback from the group members. You want to get screenshots of all the positive posts to be used as testimonials. Now, you can actually be conservative and make sure that you get your permission to use their testimonial. But anything that's positive, get it, screenshot it, make sure that you have it so that, again, when you get ready to put together a sales page for either for the membership or for any page for that fact, you can use that positive feedback that is typically readily available when someone is inside of a Facebook membership, because the nature of Facebook is a comment. And you want to capture all those comments, or have your outsourcer capture those comments in a database, capture the screenshots, make sure you know what is said so you can use that information again as sales material or sales copy in a future product or in the evergreen nature of your membership. So with that, thanks, and I will see you in another video.